Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you had to pick a word to sum up the weather today, beautiful's good. Very good. I'd go shorter. Wow. Pretty good. Great day at the fair. We call ourselves Sweet Martha's Cookie Jar Auxiliary Dining Room because I watch thousands of cookies consumed. I would say now in my career and coming out to the fair on Saturdays and Sundays, usually the busiest day of the fair, that I've seen millions of cookies consumed in this very spot right next to Sweet Martha's. It's been super busy today. We got great neighbors here on the state fairgrounds, just down the hill from Ye Old Mill on Carnes Avenue. And a guy who's been joining me for years on the radio joins me on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline each and every Saturday around this time. Steve Carney, and Steve Carney takes us outdoors. Steve-o, how you been?
Fabulous, Steve. What a beautiful string of weather we've had the last 2 days. It's just beautiful. It's perfect. It's, you know, low 70s. Boy, a lot of stuff going on. I've been doing so much. I'm hanging stands. I've been dove hunting the last couple of days, which has been pretty good. I was down by Benson, Minnesota. Had pretty good success. Not limits for everybody, but pretty close. It was good, not great. But, again, it's really tough to find a grain field. And almost the farther south you go into Minnesota, the better off you are finding grain fields. Not much, you know, in the northwest, but it was pretty good. It was good to get the shotgun out again and doing some shooting. It was great, but busy time, Steve. Fishing this morning was a little bit slow. We still have water temperatures in the low 70s, not quite there yet, so busy hanging stands, getting the bow out, you know, getting the muscle memory back, a lot of things going on.
Yeah, and Steve, let's talk a little bit about water temps, and that's a big key for the start of the fall bite. And, you know, and it's kind of like those anglers that are chomping at the bit for the first bit of safe ice so they can get out there, because that early bite is good. Fall bite as well, and it really is all about waiting on water temps. Some cooler nights the next couple of nights. Then it looks like 80s at night, 80s during the day, 60s at night. So it looks like it might be a while before we see that big dip in water temps.
Yeah, that's not good enough, Steve. You know, 60s at night, 70s during the day, or 80s, not good enough. We got to get, you know, 30s, 40s at night, and maybe 50, 60 during the day, and then things start kicking in. But, you know, as we've talked about over the years, you know, we've been getting a lot of warmth all the way through October into almost early November. And that just delays that fall bite. So, you know, back in the day, it would start September 1 almost automatically. But now it's like October 1, October 15. And I was on a very small lake here like 2 days ago, hit the crappies really well, and went back again this morning, and they were gone. And that is kind of typical of this fall type of midterm, where we're kind of waiting for the turnover and the thermocline to change and all these things that just are not quite there yet. But, you know, kind of typical the way it's going. But, you know, there's so many other things going on. You can always turn your attention to, you know, pre-hunting stuff.
And, Steve, one other item we wanted to get to. You talked about hanging tree stands and getting ready for the bull hunt. And it seems as though you have great success every year. You're the man, goes without saying. But what about ground blinds? I guess I haven't heard about that as much when it comes to bow hunting. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I put out a series of portable tree stands, Steve, and then I also have a series of ground blinds. And the ground blinds are really not my favorite go-to type of way to take a deer with a bow. But mostly ground blinds are used in areas where there's no trees and no area to, you know, get elevated. And sometimes you get along these cornfields, and I'll tell you right now, they're hitting the cornfields, and you can tell because they just devastate these areas 100 yards by 100 yards, or they've just beat it up. And I'm going to hang some ground blinds in there in the morning because there are no trees there. So there's an application for ground blinds, and I'm going to tuck it in, put some cover on it, and let it sit a couple of weeks before the bow opener. And I really have no alternative. I don't really like being ground level with the deer as they come into these cornfields, but there's times where, you know, the application of a ground blind is perfect. Not my first choice, but it's good to have that as well. And also, if you have a rainy evening and you don't want to sit in the stand, you can go into a ground blind and stay basically dry. So it's good to have two different prongs of attack, you know, going with the tree stands and ground blinds, which are kind of good 1-2 punch.
All right, Steve, where are you going to be in the coming week?
I'm busy, Steve. I tell you, I got some fishing, you know, on the horizon here, but I've got more blinds to get out, maybe another poke at the doves this week, and you got to get ready for the duck opener. That's in a couple of weeks. And by the way, this weekend was the teal opener. I covered a lot of area in southern Minnesota and southwestern Minnesota in the last couple of days. I did not see a lot of ducks. I'm a little bummed about that. I just did not see any concentration. So I don't know how the teal people did today, and I didn't hear a lot of shooting this morning fishing. So I think the jury is still out on that one. So this is a good time. A lot of things happening, a lot of stuff to do. So looking forward to it.
All right, Steve, always great. Good to visit with you here on the weekends, as always. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds great, Steve. Have a great fair.
All right, there he is, Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Been joining us for years here at News Talk 830 WCCO. Coming up around the corner, WCCO radio producer Chris Tubbs, good friend of mine, known him for a long time. He's here at the fair with the family. He's going to stop by. We're going to talk a little Vikings, little Twins, little Gopher football, and this brand-new podcast, AWA Unleashed. Hey, you remember the AWA. A lot of great stories. And Chris and I have been talking about that kind of stuff for a long time, and he's turned it into a podcast. Cool stuff. That is all on the way. A little bit later on, Twins Magazine following the weather at 4:30. Twins and White Sox from Chicago at 5:30 here on the home of the Twins. News Talk, 830 WCCO. I said it a week ago, but coming out to the fair is kind of like Back to the Future. It's so familiar, even though there's changes over the years. I've been coming out here since I was a little kid, and I told this story a week ago. Until I was 9, we lived on Maryland Avenue, just on the other side of Como Park, and then my dad got a teaching job up in the northern suburbs, so we moved out to Champlin in 73. But I've been coming to the fair, and that's what's so magical about the fairgrounds. I think I've honed in on the fact that it's a constant. And there are very few things, if you think about, there was the Met, then the Metrodome, now Target Field or U.S. Bank Stadium. At the U, there's been a couple of different, there was Memorial Stadium, and now there's Huntington Bank Stadium. Now there's still the Barn, and that's a constant, but there's a charm in that, and there's a charm in the familiarity of the State Fair, and I think that's what the appeal is that young and old can come back here and there's something familiar. I mean, the grandstand has looked like the grandstand since I was a kid many, many moons ago, and that's what I love about it, and this is a great day at the fair. Chris Tubbs joining us. Known Chris Tubbs, producer here at CCO for a long time. Way, way back in the day, we crossed paths. Here we are again.
Yeah.
Chris, always good to visit with you. Good to see you. You brought the family out. Great day at the fair, man.
Yeah, this was kind of the date on the calendar that we circled to come out here. And, you know, we started watching the weather forecast like 10 days ago. We're like, okay, it looks like it's going to be, you know, 75 and sunny. 75 and sunny, which means certainly it's going to rain. And then we're like, I'll be doggone, 75 and sunny. So, yeah. I mean, this, I mean, you know, from everything that I've heard, I mean, it's the perfect storm of weather. It's a holiday weekend, and people haven't been here in 3 years. So, I mean, are we looking at a record today with the amount of people? And because, I mean, it is a massive humanity, Steve.
Yeah, it is.
Great, but I love it. But I love it. Like, this is, you got to have the state fair when you're looking down and you're like, you see all these people in it. It's like a bunch of amoeba. And you're like, I'm going right in.
Yeah, one of my favorite views is if you go over here, go straight through French fries, pork chop on a stick stand, and you take that look down toward the Coliseum.
Yeah.
And the barns where the cows are and the chickens and that sort of thing. Always a popular spot. That gives you an idea on how many people are here. And from the porch, sitting here for 24 years, it's definitely a big day for sure. A lot going on. Want to hit some of the highlights. Love to talk sports with you.
Absolutely.
Viking football coming up rapidly. A week from tomorrow, Green Bay in the opener. Been a lot of hand-wringing about the backup quarterback. Let's face it. If you're relying on the backup quarterback, you're not going to have a big
year. You're in trouble.
You're in trouble. So let's just set that aside and forget about whoever the backup is. Hopefully the guy can play a little bit. But Kirk Cousins been durable. Here's my concern about this Viking team. And I want to see if you agree on this front. I don't think this is very much, other than a coaching staff, they don't play. They don't play offense. They don't play defense. They don't play special teams. They don't kick. They don't run. Other than the coaching staff, in a lot of ways, this is pretty much the same team. Sure, they added Za'Darius Smith on defense. But beyond that, I'm seeing more of the same in 2022 out of this team.
Yeah.
A playoff team, maybe not.
I struggle with that. I go back and forth because – in one respect, yeah, you want to run it back because you look at that stat. Well, if the Vikings haven't given up any points in the, you know, last 2 minutes of either half, they would have been 15-2.
Right.
Well, if ifs and buts were candies and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's about playing 60 minutes of football. You can play 56, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I didn't like the idea of running it back. I know when you get rid of Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer, the whole, you know, all the fans want to blow it up, you know, burn it down to the studs and build it back up. You know, the Wilfs hate that word rebuild. They don't like to rebuild. So they're going to do this on the fly. It's kind of like what the Twins wanted to do, you know, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, you know, after last year. So I think the offense is going to be fun. I love Kevin O'Connell. You know, people like Kevin O'Connell didn't call any plays. Well, I don't care that he didn't call any plays. Look at the way that he designed that offense with the Rams. You mean to tell me we can't salivate over Justin Jefferson being in that Cooper Kupp role? Or, you know, you look at, you know, Adam Thielen, you know, the Odell Beckham, and I know they're different type of wide receivers, but I just think that you look at that offensive philosophy, and I'm excited. I don't care if they're, you know, these games are 45-41. Just win. Just win.
Yeah, and we'll see about that. I just don't know if they've made enough changes personnel-wise. And I'm not going to be a Kirk Cousins hater. I've never been that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just his track record, good numbers, but he hasn't won. Now you can say, well, he was in Washington. That was a bad situation, and he's been here. But I don't know if he's one of those players that's going to elevate the group like the top six, eight quarterbacks.
No, he hasn't been able to. I mean, at this point, we know who Kirk Cousins is.
Yeah.
And we know who he isn't. And I think that's just as important because we know that Kirk Cousins can put up really good numbers. But at the end of the day, how many clutch games has he won? I mean, then you can't win on Monday night. Okay, wins one game. You know, can't win in the playoffs. You know, you win that game against New Orleans. So, I mean, I understand where we want to see that narrative change. But at what point do we just look at Kirk Cousins and say, Kirk Cousins is who Kirk Cousins is? And I mean, it doesn't make him bad, but I think we just need to accept that this isn't that top-tier quarterback like a Mahomes, like a Russ, like an Aaron Rodgers. He's not in that tier no matter how much we want to put him in his salary in that category.
Yeah, so we'll see. I just think, depending on injuries and how it plays out, could be a playoff team. might not be. It's going, in my opinion, going to feel a lot like 2021. Okay, yeah. Twins, heartbreaker to the White Sox last night.
I hate the White Sox.
Disturbing finish. There's still one back. Once again, you look at the American League. Any other division, Cleveland would be in third place in the West. They would be fighting the Red Sox out for the cellar in the East. So, still very winnable. Twins are right there. But we saw bullpen issues haunt the Twins again. You know, a credible bullpen from start to finish this year. Twins are up by 7 or 8 games right now.
Oh, I mean, I think we all go back to the series against Cleveland where they lost, 4 out of 5, and Emilio Pagan was, frankly, to blame for 4 of those losses. And last night was just, it was frustrating in the sense that you've got these arms and you feel like you've got your bullpen set up in such a way. But then Ronaldo Lopez completely loses his composure in the 9th inning. And I give Jose Abreu credit. He tried to sell it, didn't, but then he's got to get himself back together. And it just, I feel like the Twins, it's hard because when I look at that bullpen and I see the arms that they've got, and you've got Jorge Lopez, and I look at him and I'm like, is he the guy that struggled for 4 or 5 years as a starter, or is he that all-star for half a season? I don't know who it is. Right now, I think it's that guy that was 4 or 5 years, because I just think right now you're not getting that all-star guy. And when is Carlos Correa going to finally pay off his salary?
Yeah, he had some stretches on the homestand.
But he's had opportunities, and he has not come through with that Twins moment.
Yeah.
And we need that.
Yeah, and it's huge. Here we are, a stretch drive. This is the season
now. And no Buxton, so, I mean, who's the best player in that lineup? Carlos Correa. Who's getting paid $30-plus million? Carlos Correa.
Yeah, and he needs to step up. Couldn't agree more. One other thing I wanted to bring up on your visit to the fair, AWA Unleashed. When I would sit in for Maxie or sit in for Henry Lake, you were many times in the producer chair. We'd chat a lot on the air. Mm-hmm. But off the air, during the breaks, we would spend time talking about old school wrestling. And you told me about an idea. Well, now the idea lives. And congrats to you and your partners in that venture. AWA Unleashed, man, it's going great.
It's going fantastic. I was talking with Mick Karch, who hosted Saturday Night at the Ringside, known as Minnesota's Mr. Professional Wrestling, the voice of pro wrestling in Minnesota. And it's like, well, why is nobody talking about the AWA, especially here, based in the cities? The Crusher, the Bruiser, Vern.
Nick Bockwinkle,
the Hannigs. Why is nobody talking about it? So we slowly put this project together, and it has just taken off like gangbusters. We release every Tuesday. It's AWA Unleashed. It's on YouTube is probably the most popular way. Like, people love to, because we have old school pictures that we have that are exclusive photos. And, if you go to my YouTube page, Chris Tubbs, and it's under, AWA Unleashed. I mean, it keeps growing. And as a matter of fact, Steve, I'm going to tell you guys something right here on CCO. I was talking with Mick Karch, and he let me know about a day ago. So this is just hot off the press, that we had talked about doing an AWA reunion. Well, there is one tentatively scheduled for early to mid-November, an AWA reunion.
Wow.
The venue TBD, the date TBD, but we are going to have limited capacity seating. But we are going to have so for those that love old school wrestling and you want to meet some of these guys, Baron, Jumpin' Jim, Adnan, who knows who's going
to be
there.
To be announced. Stay tuned.
Yes, card's subject to change. But, yeah, that's that's something that we've got. So we're really excited.
That's awesome, man.
And I'm excited, and we'll obviously keep everybody in tune here at CCO. But, the podcast AWA Unleashed, and I it's a great – what they call the side hustle. It's great. I mean, I love my job here at CCO. I got some great coworkers. You obviously have been a friend of mine for years and years. J-Lo back there. J-Lo is one of the best. And, I mean, to be out here on this porch, Steve, I got to admit, this is history. This is so cool for me because I think about all the names that were on this porch. And to be on this porch this heritage station, I mean, this is not lost on me. This is, as the kids would say, this is pretty cray-cray.
Yeah, and congrats on AWA Unleashed. Great work on that. Always good to visit with you. And what a day at the fair.
Gorgeous.
You picked a good one.
I know. I'm so happy.
You and the family picked a great day to be out
Well,
here.
Thank you, Paul Douglas, for the weather.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Chris, good to see you, man. Let's talk to you down the road.
You bet.
Chris Tubbs, WCCO radio producer, AWA Unleashed, the podcast. Really cool stuff. It's fun to hear about that success. Quick break. We'll have the weather. We'll get into the Twins Magazine show. But after the weather, more college football scores with Jonathan Lowe. St. John's, Whitewater today. Clemens Stadium, Collegeville. Johnny's get it done. We'll have the MIAC scores. Some of the MIAC teams playing tonight. Northern Sun, many of the teams went on Thursday. That is all on the way here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Weather is phenomenal. 75 degrees. Winds north at 12, gusting to 21. For tonight, clear, low near 51. Diana Ross, one of the all-time greats, a legend at the grandstand tonight. And then on Sunday, sunny in 76. Labor Day, sunny 78. And then 80s Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, lows in the 60s. Weather spectacular. Dry for the coming week. 75 now. Let's get an update on those college football scores. Let's bring in Jonathan Lowe.
Thank you so much, Steve. It is a wonderful, gorgeous day out here at the State Fair. It is a Sweet Martha's Cookie kind of day. It is a Tom Thumb Donuts kind of day. It is a Dairy Barn Ice Cream kind of day. And when you add in some pigskin, that means it is a sweet, sweet Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere. And we get it rolling in the Big Ten in Lincoln, Nebraska, where the Fighting Hawks are giving some fight to the Cornhuskers. They are just kicked off in the second half. North Dakota and Nebraska tied at 7. Finals from earlier today, Maryland gets their season off to a good start. They defeat Buffalo 31-10. It was number 8 Michigan routing Colorado State at the Big House 51-7. Rutgers gets a close win over Boston College 22-21. Iowa scored a field goal, a safety, and a safety. They got 7 total points on the day without scoring a touchdown. How does that happen? They win over South Dakota State 7-3. Coming up later on this evening, it'll be number 18 Wisconsin starting their season as they host Illinois State. Number 2 Ohio State, number 5 Notre Dame in the game of the night from the Horseshoe in Columbus. Number 15 Michigan State last night, they defeated Western Michigan 35-13. It was Indiana last night defeating Illinois late in the last minute, 23-20. On Thursday, Penn State went to Purdue West Lafayette. They get a conference win to start the season, 35-31 to the Nittany Lions. And the Minnesota Golden Gophers, they just beat Jerry Kill and the New Mexico State Aggies, 38-0. They cover the spread for those people that like that sort of thing. 38-0, the final. Gophers 1-0 on the season. To the top 25 scoreboard, we've gotten into the second half in Miami. The number 16th ranked Hurricanes lead Bethune-Cookman 42-10. At the half in Pig Suey country, number 19 Arkansas leading number 23 Cincinnati 14-0. Early in the third quarter, it is Texas San Antonio on top of number 24 Houston 14-7. Number three Georgia is up 35-3 on number 11 Oregon at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. That game early in the third quarter. Also early in the third, number 9 Oklahoma leads UTEP 28-10. They are in the red zone. Are the Sooners looking to score again? At the half in Ole Miss at number 21, the Rebels lead Troy 21-3. They are into the fourth quarter in a delayed game at College Station, Texas. Number 6, Texas A&M leads Sam Houston 31-0. Also delayed today, number 25, BYU in Tampa to take on South Florida. Other finals from today, one final already. Number 13, North Carolina State had to survive East Carolina. The final 21-20, the Wolfpack 1-0. Coming up in just under half an hour, it'll be number 14, USC, getting underway at the Coliseum in L.A., taking on Rice. Number 10, Baylor, later this evening, will take on Albany. Number 20, Kentucky, will be hosting Miami of Ohio. Number 7, Utah, will be at Florida at the Swamp. Number 1, Alabama, hosting Utah State. Coming up on Monday, it'll be number 4, Clemson, taking on Georgia Tech and Atlanta. On Thursday, it was number 12, Oklahoma State, defeating Central Michigan 58-44. Number 17, Pitt, revived the backyard brawl with West Virginia, and Pitt held on for a 38-31 win. And it was number 22, Wake Forest, defeating VMI 44-10. To FCS in the Missouri Valley, we already gave you the score of North Dakota. That has been updated, and instant update from the fair.
Wow.
Nebraska leading North Dakota now 14-7. They just scored the Cornhuskers to go up on top. Also happening right now early in the third quarter, it's a blowout at the Fargo Dome. North Dakota State leading Drake 49-7. Also gave you the score earlier today of the Jackrabbits losing in Iowa City. Air Force defeats Northern Iowa 48-17 in the mountains of Colorado. And coming up later on this evening, it'll be South Dakota, the Coyotes, going down to Manhattan to take on Kansas State. Also from Thursday, the local team that's now up in Division I, also with the Gophers, the St. Thomas Tommies, they went out west to Cedar City, Utah, and did not have a good trip. They lose to Southern Utah to the Tommies 44-13.
All right, Jonathan, good you up to date. MIAC today, St. John's beat Whitewater in Collegeville 24-10. Game report looks like following the news at 5. Bethel beat Pacific Lutheran in Arden Hills. Not far away, 41-9. Central College over St. Olaf, 44-13. Sewanee beat St. Scholastic in Tennessee, 50-0. All the other games involving MIAC teams later on tonight. McAllister at Morris, Gustavus at Buena Vista, Augsburg at Northwestern at St. Paul, just down the road here in Roseville, and Hamlin takes on Crown out in St. Bonifacius. Concordia beat Valley City State up in North Dakota 14-12 on Thursday night. Northern Sun, a couple of games today. Winona State against Minot State. Wayne State takes on Mary. All the other action was on Thursday night in the Northern Sun. So we got a break. We'll come back. Get you started on the Twins Magazine show. Twins and White Sox, game 2 coming up tonight. Our pregame at 5:30. We'll look back at a heartbreaking loss for the Twins on Friday night. And then Stan Dickman, Twins Fantasy Camp Director, will join us to talk about that great annual tradition and how you can get involved coming up in a bit here on News Talk. E3O WCCO. Final Saturday of the fair, and it is gorgeous. Twins Magazine show underway. Twins dropped a heartbreaker last night, getting beat by the White Sox 4-3. Twins miss a chance to move into a tie for first place. They sit one game back behind Cleveland. Twins had a 3-2 lead and let it get away. And how did they get that 3-2 lead?
There goes Billy. This ball hit to the right side. It's bobbled by Gonzalez. He'll go to first. He'll get one there. Kepler scores, and the Twins lead 3-2.
So Twins grab Kepler. Twins grab the lead 3-2. Nick Gordon with the RBI there. Then you go to the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Twins bullpen gave up a lead.
The hitter is Grandal. High fly ball. Deep left field. Into the corner cave. At the wall. Leaps. Gone. It's into the bullpen, and we've got a tie game. The pinwheels are spinning. Atop Bill Veeck's toy in center field, the fireworks into the Chicago night. 3-3 as we hit the reset button here in the eighth.
On to the ninth inning. Chicago gets them loaded. Abreu at the plate. It looked like he got hit by a pitch, and it was the ball game. Twins challenge. No, the pitch hit the to the bat. They reset. There were players on the field. There was milling around. There was all sorts. And then ultimately he ended it.
Bases loaded. One out. The pitch swung on, rolled back up the middle. Knocked down by Lopez. Gordon goes to second for one. No relay to first. And now the White Sox celebrate. It's a fielder's choice RBI. Jose Abreu. They've somehow reloaded the fireworks. It's a 4-3 win for the Chicago White Sox. Lopez angrily punching the ground between the pitcher's mound and the first base line. The same sort of punch that sidelined Zach Plesac with a broken hand. Dismay for the Twins.
Heartbreaking loss. Final 4-3. And the manager, Rocco Baldelli, talked about that final play.
You know, we got a ground ball there late in the game, and that's a situation where a lot of the time you can either get an out, you know, you can turn double play, but you can also maybe get an out at home too. I couldn't tell exactly what angle the ball's hit at, or, you know, but it got to Nick. I think it was deflected, which made the play obviously a little different. It's not a routine play, and, you know, you just kind of have to react at that point.
Yeah, one of the other things that came up during the game and was really lost on that wild finish was the fact that Sonny Gray went only four for the Twins, five hits, two runs. Both of them earned, struck out two, walked one, left with a hamstring injury, and the manager talked about that.
I'm not sure when he felt it at first. I do know that he pitched the last inning that he pitched with it. It was wrapped up, and he was saying that it was okay to continue pitching with. Ultimately, I wasn't comfortable with that, both short and long term. Not something that I wanted to mess with, and we got him out of there after that inning.
And finally, the manager, Rocco Baldelli, talked about the tensions in that game. Players on the field in the ninth, a lot of back and forth. Rocco Baldelli right in the middle of it at one point, and what that means for the remainder of the series.
I hadn't noticed one thing, besides it being a close ball game and a, you know, typical close ball game that these two teams play. There was nothing else going on out on the field that would have led to that.
All right, so there you go. Twins and White Sox turn the page. Minnesota trails Cleveland by one. Chicago 3 out in the division. And we'll have more on that matchup a little bit later on. By the way, our pregame show at 5:30. First pitch after 6 o'clock from the south side. Twins and Sox. Coming up next, Dan Dickman, Twins Fantasy Camp Director, here on News Talk, E3O WCCO. Final Saturday of the fair here at News Talk, E3O WCCO. Steve Thompson here, Jonathan Lowe on site, Kerry Clack back in the studio downtown. And I saw this guy on a Twins telecast earlier in the week, Twins Fantasy Camp Director, Stan Dickman with Dick Bramer. And Stan, good to visit with you. I enjoyed your chat with Dick on the Twins game the other night. And we've got a few minutes from the fair. You've been involved in Twins Fantasy Camp for a long time, and it really is an unbelievable experience for those who have taken part over the years.
Well, Steve, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today. Yeah, it really is. I went to the camp in 2002 as a rookie camper, went back four other times to participate in the camp, and never thought that I'd be in the position of being the camp director, but that's been for the last 15 years. It's been a tremendous experience for my entire family, actually.
Yeah, and it is really a major league experience. Tell us how it works, when it is, but, I mean, it's uniforms. It's a real deal.
Yeah, we try to create as close as we can a big league experience, and for a lot of us that never had the talent but always wanted to play Major League Baseball, it's typically the first full week in January. Next year's camp, which is unfortunately sold out at this point, is January 7th through the 15th. They'll come down for 8 nights. We stay at the Crown Plaza Hotel. You'd be coached by former major leaguers, and I like to brag that the Twins camp probably has more of its legends than any camp that I'm familiar with across the country. And I believe there are 22 teams, maybe 23 now, that have fantasy camps. And the Twins, very well represented. We were fortunate to have Harmon. First 2 years that I had the stewardship of the camp, Tony Levis with us every year. Burt Blyleven is our commissioner. Guys like Kent Herbeck, Timmy Laudner, Gene Larkin, Rick Aguilera, Frank Viola, Jeff Reardon, Eddie Guardado, Jock Jones, Glenn Perkins. If you name up in Twins history, we seem to have been able to attract them to the camp. So it's a great week. You get to know these guys up close and personal.
Yeah, and what's so fun about it, not only do you get the training, but you get to play ball games, and there's a tournament, and ultimately a trophy's handed out. And more importantly, I think lifelong friendships come out of this. And that I got that sense when you were visiting with Dick the other night on the telecast.
Certainly been true in our case. I tell potential new campers when they're inquiring about the camp that when you get down there, you're going to be a stranger all of about 30 seconds. The term Minnesota Nice is real, and that people look for – we use a different colored lanyard for rookies, so everybody knows who the new campers are. And the veterans will take them under their wing. And, we're gonna play baseball. You're going to play a minimum of 8 games, up to 10 games. So it's a lot of baseball in a week's time. But it's and it doesn't seem to make any difference what the skill level is. When I first went, that was the question I had. I'd played a little college baseball, and I said I didn't want to go down there. I hadn't played in 27 years. I didn't want to go down and embarrass myself, but I also didn't want to go down. It was a bunch of people that could hardly play catch. And the guy that ran the camp at that time told me, you'll see a little bit of everything. And he wasn't lying. You do. You see, but somehow you get drafted on a team by the pro staff. You'll have two former major leaguers as your managers that'll coach you for the week. And it all works together. And we do a pool play for Monday through Thursday and Friday morning. We start a single elimination tournament. We divide the camp into two divisions, and we'll have two championship games. And on Saturday, we'll play inside Hammond Stadium, winter home of the Twins. And if you love baseball and if you love the Minnesota Twins, it would be a hard experience to replicate.
Now, as you mentioned, this upcoming fantasy camp is sold out, but how do people find out more info and make plans for the future, Stan?
They can go to the Twins website. There is some information. They'll probably show that it's sold out. They can visit my website at www.youratwin.com. That's YURATWIN.com. We've got a website there that's got a list of frequently asked questions that would provide a lot of answers. It's got some bios on our pro staff, people that have been with us, and we've had a lot of the greats. Some of them are unfortunately gone, guys like Mudcat Grant and Dave Boswell and Harmon. Certainly Julio Becerra was beloved by the Twins camp, and we miss those guys. And now we have a new generation of campers and a new generation of pro staff members as we go forward.
Well, Stan, good to visit with you. I enjoyed your chat with Dick Bramer and wanted to get you here on the Twins Magazine show. And one of these years, Stan, I'm going to come down. I'm going to I'm going to sign up and give it a try.
We're going to hold you to that, Steve. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, I can't run anymore, that's for sure. Never
I never
hit.
Could. I'd catch your speed.
and I could never hit, no matter what age. All right, Stan, thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the fair.
All right, there he is, Stan Dickman, Twins Fantasy Camp Director. Well, that would be cool. All right, we've got to run. We've got all the news and weather at 5. And then Dan Hayes, Twins beat writer for The Athletic, following that news and weather.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.